National Teacher Union training members to promote LGBT ideology, parents group says. The nation's largest teacher union is planning a workshop on advancing LGBTQ+ justice, prompting criticism from a conservative national parent group that obtained the training handouts and released them to the public ahead of the session. The National Education Association's Next Focus Academy session is planned for December 2nd to 4th. Participants will develop a toolset of tactics for dismantling systems of privilege and oppression as it relates to LGBTQ+ educators and students, the union's website says. The union's national headquarters are in Washington, D.C., but the registration page does not disclose an address for the training. Upcoming Focus Academy sessions on advancing racial justice and winning school board elections are scheduled for early 2026. Defending Education, a parent and research organization that opposes progressive curricula and policies such as transgender ideology, critical race theory, and DEI in public schools, obtained and released the handout earlier this month. The NEA is the largest teachers' union in the country, and they have decided to vilify half the country in an upcoming training, Erica Sanzi, Defending Education's Senior Communications Director, said in an email sent to the Epoch Times. As far as they are concerned, the only reasons anyone could oppose their preferred ideologies are racism and transphobia, and they name Republicans as villains, in writing. The first section of the materials is a pronoun guide with tips for using gender-neutral pronouns. The next section contains Cornell University's Transgender Guide to Transitioning and Gender Affirmation in the Workplace. A guide from the National LGBTQ Task Force lists levels of expression and oppression. This document is not limited to gender ideology and alleges discrimination against Black and Hispanic public school children, immigrants, and women in the workplace. The NEA's policy on LGBT employee rights is included in the handout. It includes guidance on a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that parents are allowed to opt their children out of LGBT-related instruction because of religious reasons. The decision only requires schools to provide opt-outs on the basis of sincerely held religious beliefs and practices, the guidance says. It does not require schools to grant opt-outs based on parent/guardian personal, political, or ideological beliefs or preferences. The last section of the handout, Transgender Youth and the Freedom to Be Ourselves, Building a Choir with a Race-Class Narrative, was commissioned by the Transgender Law Center. It accuses conservatives of exploiting transgender people. Over the last 10 years, Republicans in state legislatures have increasingly turned to anti-transgender rhetoric and legislation as a powerful complement to their arsenal of racist dog whistles used to whip up fear and consolidate power. The document says, Defending Education's position on the NEA materials is that the union wants teachers to train students to become social justice advocates instead of teaching them facts and skills. Their federal charter was granted because they promised to elevate the character and advance the interests of the professions of teaching, and to promote the cause of education in the United States, Sanzi's email said. Seeing as their leadership and, by extension, the organization itself has morphed into a far-left insane asylum that is actively destroying the cause of education, that charter is no longer defensible. The Epoch Times has reached out to the NEA for comment.